I wanted to spend a few minutes having a chat and a little bit of dialogue and talk about the first steps towards implementing Lean at MontiGear. So I've been on this journey of learning Lean and what does it mean? You know, what does it really mean? Not just, you know, some overarching concept, but how do you make it work? You know, and how does Kanban work? How does the worksite visits work? How do MDI boards work? So there's all these things, these tools that Lean uses to monitor your process and communicate to everyone. So now the trick is how to implement that in a very, very small micro manufacturing environment. I'm going to make the argument that a lot of the tools in Lean are going to apply even to a micro manufacturer. And at first you sit there and say, well, yeah, if I want to tell John something, I'm going to lean across the table and tell him. I mean, there's only three of us, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I still think that there's a place for Lean within the organization because it helps you monitor your process. And in a small company, monitoring the process often doesn't happen because you assume it's not worth it. You don't have the manpower. You're too busy putting out today's fire or just barely getting stuff off out the door, keeping things resource efficient. But I think there's more to it than that. So one of the things that we want to do with Lean is we want to optimize for flow first and optimize for resource efficiency second. So optimizing for flow means we want to get stuff out the door, optimizing as quickly as possible to the customer. So we want to add that value as quickly as possible, whereas optimizing for resources means we want to do it as cost effectively as possible. Well, the problem with putting too much of an emphasis on optimizing for resources is that it's easy to create silos where people are thinking, wow, I'm doing a great job, I'm cost efficient, but then what they're doing isn't necessarily getting the product out the door to the customer as quickly as possible, which interferes with cash flow. Because quicker it gets to the customer, the quicker the cash flow happens. And the happier the customer, more satisfied. So one of the things that we were already doing, and I didn't realize how it already really fit into Lean until after after I started learning all this, is that two things. One is that we were already doing single piece flow. So in Lean, Lean's going to most likely push you to single piece flow. So single piece flow means that you build your products in a continuous manner down the line. So in the past, you might have had facilities where someone would, let's say, building a rifle. They'd make 250 barrels. And then everybody would go and they'd make 250 triggers. And then they go and make 250 stocks. So what happens is that you're putting all this in inventory while you're finishing. This is kind of an extreme example. But with single piece flow, once we start the process of making a product, then it goes all the way through the process as quickly as possible. So we may have, instead of having 10 people making one part, we're going to have 10 people doing 10 steps to make that part. So now the advantage is that we have less inventory, and once we start making a product, it goes through the line fairly quickly. So if we were making all the pieces in a batch mode, then it takes a while when there's a customer order for you to fill that order. Now, so really quickly, there's two ways that pull works. One is that you build to a certain level of inventory based upon your expected sales over a given period, and you maintain that inventory. So when that inventory is depleted, then there is a there's a call to make more inventory, or there's an authorization to make more inventory, and that authorization results in the manufacturing floor making those parts to bring that level back up to that inventory level. The other way to do that would be you made to order, so you got an order for 50, so now you make 50. So what we want to do is get that order through and out the door as quick as we can. So when we think about a slingshot and put it in that prism, a slingshot is a combination of batch and single piece flow manufacturing. For example, we're not at a quantity level where we make enough parts so that we paint every day. So as a result, we will make a bunch of slingshot frames, and then those will get cut at a vendor's location, and they want to cut a minimum. You know, there's work in setting it up, running it, and so they want to sell us a minimum of slingshots in a batch. Otherwise, it's not cost effective to make them. So there's a batch of slingshots that's cut on the water jet, and then they go to paint as a batch. Now, and currently, we have two different processes here that I need to, that now I think I need to start rethinking now that I'm learning more about Lean. One is that we'll get the slingshots back. They go to the machine shop. Now, one of the things we haven't invested in is specialized equipment to just drill the slingshot holes. So they go to the machine shop in a batch, and the holes get drilled in the slingshot frame. They come back to us, and then we put the helicoils in, and then they go out to be wrapped. So far, we're not doing single piece flow, we're doing small batches, but that's driven by the fact we have to do it out of house, and it's just not economical to do that as single piece flow yet, the painting and the cutting. So then what we do is those slingshots go to two places. Part of them go to the mountains because we have capabilities there, and those we anticipate inventory, and we build to inventory. So probably 2/3 of them go to the mountains, get wrapped there. 1/3 of them stay here. And the reason why we keep those here is to accommodate for anywhere that someone has a custom paracord color they want, because we wrap the handles of paracord and it's easy to do a color change. Or where we missed on our projections. So now this is a little bit of a challenge, because now I end up, when they come back from the mountains after they get wrapped, so maybe 2/3 of my slingshots have already been wrapped in specific colors. And so those colors, it may be 1/3 woodland camo, 1/3 desert camo, 1/3 black. So now what I've got is I have frames that have paracord on them with helicoils in them, and they're ready for final assembly. So generally what we do is at this point we switch over and go to single piece flow. So what I want to do is kind of put a bookmark here in our conversation. So we're going to come back to this point. So while this is happening, our website is, you know, our main customer contact point. And so folks are visiting the website and placing orders. So if you visit the Montegear website and you place an order, that order gets recorded on our website. And then, usually 3 times a week, Monday evening, Wednesday evening, and Saturday, I'll go and I'll download new orders. So when I download new orders, so I download it into a piece of middleware called T-Hub. T-Hub brings up a visual dashboard that shows me what has been paid for, what hasn't been paid for, what has been shipped, what hasn't been shipped, and what has been transferred to QuickBooks. And so I take this and I use T-Hub to print out a sales receipt. So I take those sales receipts and then we have a table. And so each sales receipt sits on that table and becomes the routing sheet for the order. Now, what I didn't realize in doing all this was I was already taking somewhat of a step towards a Kanban by how we set this up. So those sheets sit on the table. When Lars comes in, he instantly has a visual indicator of what needs to be built. Now, he can also go back to T-Hub and look it up. A lot of times, though, he doesn't need to because I have already printed them out. So he can take a look at it and instantly know what he needs to build. So this is a great way where we're communicating so everybody knows how many orders we have that are unfulfilled. Now, kind of a next step on that would be to track days until shipment. So this is kind of one of the things that we need to do is to track how long it's been since the shipment. Now, another thing we need to do is automate the receipt of orders coming from Amazon. Right now, we don't, and from eBay, right now we process those manually. So that's a step. Once we get all that going through T-Hub, then we will have that computer visualization of the, you know, what's shipped and what hasn't and what's been paid for. And then we'll also have the table with a slip and a space for every order. So as the order gets fulfilled, that gets passed to the next step. So Lars does single piece flow on the assembly, for example, a slingshot. Some products we build to inventory. Does single piece flow on the slingshot, puts it in a box, sets it for on the next table, where when I come in, then I take that box and ship it. Now, the beauty of it here is that we're using this dashboard and we're using the presence of this sheet of paper to show us so in an instant I know how many packages I generally have to ship because it's sitting right there. So it's very quick. Now, then what happens, I take that, after it's shipped, I take that sales receipt and it goes into the ship sales receipt or done pile, and then that gets filed away. And then of course in the process of shipping it also means that T-Hub records it as being shipped. So in this way, that's a nice streamlined way of doing that. What we need to do to be more lean is to track, for example, number of days until shipment, what was the reason why we didn't ship on a day? So if Lars comes in, need to track failures, you know, what we were missing, and then track how long it took to rectify that, who's responsible. So maybe we don't have a part, we're missing some screws. So if we track that and find out that, wow, we had 77 times we were out of screws and that held us up from shipping, then we need to keep more screws on hand, or we need to have a better way of monitoring that. So at some point, what we need to do is actually to track our inventory so that there's a card so that we can visualize, you know, what's our safety inventory, what's our normal consumption, so that when someone goes into the supermarket, which is where we store our parts that are ready to either for final assembly or to ship, But when they go in that supermarket, then there's an easy way to see what we're low on. So that's another aspect of lean that's very common, is that you monitor that visually. So at this point, one of the things I'm starting to go after is to say, okay, how do we get this, these, how do we monitor our process in a way that I can maintain, or everybody can help maintain, that's not painfully expensive to monitor, but also lets everybody know where we are, how we're doing, and gives us information for continuous improvement. So that's kind of the next step, is to think that through. You know, is it a board? How do we track these things? And so I'm open to suggestions. Anybody that wants to come by, make some suggestions on how to track this. You know, between XCart and T-Hub and QuickBooks, you know, what can we use to have a continuous monitoring of our process so that we can improve that, use our resources more wisely, and, you know, maximize our throughput flow-wise. So I hope this gives you a little insight into the where we are now and kind of the thinking and the process. It's definitely a big challenge. A lot of these things you've got to change at a very root level of how you do business and how you spend your day. It's not just a matter of adding on a piece of software. A lot of times it's a matter of just physically changing how you conduct your business. And that's one of the tough things about lean, is that it's a culture change. It's not just something you throw over the top that adds burden. If you do that, all you do is just bolt it onto the top, you never really get a lot of benefit, and you'll never follow it. With lean, you've got to dig in and make a real in-depth change. So I hope this was a good talk for everybody. I appreciate you listening. Please don't hesitate to send me an email. Come by the shop and you can see where we are in our lean transformation. And have a great day. All right, bye.